Welcome to bonus coverage here on thesportsvirus.com, and this is a special night here in Fresno. Joe Castellano joined by Doug Greenwald, the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies. He's been there forever. And Johnny Dosko, he's been with the Sacramento Rivercats forever, only things changed this year with the affiliation, and now Johnny Dosko has the Giants affiliate, and Doug has the Astros affiliate, and we all got to watch on Comcast Hometown Network, by the way, as well as the radio broadcast. We got to watch Matt Cain in his rehab outing. I'll start with you, Johnny. It was his last rehab outing, and he made three of these appearances for the Rivercats. What did you think about him tonight?
I thought he looked good. I mean, I thought his stuff maybe been just a little crisper in his last start, but he still looked good to me tonight. You know, he had a good changeup, and he mixed up his pitches well, and I mean, he's ready. You know, I mean, just watch him. I mean, you know, the question is, you know, he was still 91-92 in the sixth inning, so I think he looks good, and I think he's ready to roll.
Doug, it really looked like he was able to change speeds well, and Hector Sanchez mentioned it on our post-game show that he had a really good sinker going, so how much is that going to help him when he gets to the major leagues? That it seems like he's ready to do all that.
Well, as Johnny said, I mean, I like the way he mixed pitches, but yeah, I mean, he kept the ball down, and, you know, other than that, what I liked about him is he wanted to stay in the game. That's really what I noticed is that, you know, he gets pulled in a 2-1 count, and he's, I mean, sort of nice conversation with Bob Mariano's like, hey, I can finish this guy. But, for the most part, he wasn't having to rely on his fastball. The pitch count was up at 98, and you could tell he's ready to go.
Cain told me in San Francisco at one point that he really had to clear a mental hurdle after his first outing in Richmond. How much do you think that was really a factor for him as he went along in the rehab? Because, you know, you're out there throwing and you want to make sure you don't have any pain, that everything's 100% okay.
Yeah, I think it was big. And, you know, I think his first start in Sacramento, he got into the fourth and he just didn't have that oomph, you know. In the last start in Sacramento, he was a lot better. He looked good, and then this start too. So I think, you know, he's ready, and I think you're right, getting over the hump with no pain. And the question always is when you're rehabbing is like, how will he feel tomorrow, right? And he looks like he felt good the next day after the last previous starts, and I assume he'll feel good tomorrow, so he'll be ready to join the Giants soon. It's pretty exciting.
There's a history in Fresno, and, you know, Matt Cain comes back, and it's over 100 degrees, Doug, and he's pitched here before. It was really a nice moment when he left the field. The fans gave him a nice ovation. He tipped his cap. So, you know, how meaningful was that for the folks in Fresno?
I think it was great, and you know, it was one of those where I did the math maybe a week and a half ago. All right, he's going to have, I think, a rehab start against Reno. Well, if he stays on those 5 days, it could be that last game in Fresno. And as a staff, and obviously a lot of folks here, we miss the Giants, but to have the Giants, and I don't think it was geared specifically, just coincided with the fact that the Rivercats were in Fresno, but it was sort of like going back in a time machine and seeing the orange and black here. And Matt Cain, I mean, it's hard to believe. I still remember his last start here in Fresno in 2005. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 years, but yeah, it felt like getting back in that hot tub again.
And Doug, you know, the home run that he gave up to John Singleton, you can't fault Cain too much. He threw a breaking ball that was away. Singleton's just an amazing power hitter.
I think that was an important bat for Singleton because he really hadn't shown any power this month, and then he has three home runs in this series. And Singleton, I'm guessing, is going to be back up soon, and he's going to see everybody up there to him is going to be like Matt Cain. So it was good that he waited on the breaking ball because he does have that home run cut. He waited for it, and it sat right there, and he took care of it.
And as we finish up here, Johnny, not only do you have Matt Cain, but you've had Jake Peavy on rehab, and these guys are coming back one after the other. So Peavy hopes that he can pitch as well as Cain. What have you seen from Peavy, and what do the Giants want to see in this next outing?
Yeah, you know, he's gotten better and better with each passing start, each passing rehab start. He's close. I thought he was he's pretty close to being ready now, but I guess one more start. And because they waited a couple weeks between rehab starts, he gets one more extra start here, which will be in Vegas tomorrow night. So he's looked good, and his stuff's crisp. And he's ready to roll. But one more thing on the appreciation of Matt Cain when he tipped his cap. I thought it was a pretty touching moment. You know, I thought the Grizzly fans appreciating Matt Cain for what he's done with the Giants. And I just thought it was a really touching moment to me. And that was pretty cool, the Grizzly fans honoring him and then him appreciating the fans with a tip of the cap.
Well, thanks so much, both of you guys. The buses are starting up. You know, you guys are ready to go on your trips to the gambling cities of Reno and Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm just bummed I don't get to see Doug for another. When do I get to see you again?
Right before the All-Star break. I think 2 weeks, so you think you can survive.
I think I can go 2 weeks. I'll see. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thank you.